Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Yeah, woo! See you later, bye!
It's not really The Weeknd yet.
Nah, he said it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
No, he said it. It's time to go.
It was a long weekend, but it is Friday.
Oh, I can't wait. It's a long weekend, dude. Yes. This is the best. 17 days off in a row coming up. I'm so excited about it.
I mean, really, it's three, but
well,
okay.
That's for some people. I'm taking 17. I'm going for the 17 mark this time.
You're taking off my amount?
Hell yeah. Oh, dude, I'm so excited. Happy Friday to
you as well.
Woo-hoo!
On the show today,
yeah,
things you've seen people driving with.
Oh, okay.
You've seen all different kinds of stuff that people try to...
Toothbrush.
Try to tie onto the top of their car.
Oh, I gotcha. Like grandma in
ladders.
Vacation.
Yes, like grandma on vacation,
right.
Yes. So we'll talk about that. Okay. We got People Are Dumb. We have tickets for Kiss.
We're going to make you do something that even Kiss wouldn't necessarily approve of sometime between now and 4 to go see him November 3rd at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com for the end of the road tour with Kiss, but sometime very soon we'll give you a chance to go for free.
And next, what is the germiest place in your house?
Turlet.
You'll find out.
Okay.
On 95.5 KLOS.
From their new album, Can't Find the Brakes. It's going to be out November 3rd, and it is available right now for pre-order. That is Dirty Honey Won't Take Me Alive. Those guys out on the road with Guns N' Roses. They're playing Saratoga tonight. They're going to be there. And I love this artwork. Have you seen this artwork for Guns N' Roses for the tour that's happening right now with those guys, Dirty Honey? It's so cool. It's just very, very, very cool.
You just handed me your phone.
Went away.
Went away.
But anyways, if you get a chance to see those guys live, especially with Guns N' Roses.
Don't skip the opening
act. Don't skip the opening act.
I always come across articles like this, the germiest place in your house.
Right.
And I don't want to read it, and I have to read it.
Right.
Those are the two.
Sure.
It's like, you don't. Right. Here we go again. I'm going to be told that there's billions of things that could kill me, and they're all where I think they are, or they're not.
You know, a few germaphobes. I wonder if, like the gentleman Stryker, like he goes and extra cleans up this part of the house because.
But I always wonder that because I thought I'm not extra,
right?
And I'm healthy.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know that it's
healthy. Are you healthy, though? Are we both healthy? I think we're fairly healthy.
No, maybe we're not. They checked the house. They checked the front door.
Uh-huh.
They checked the kitchen sink.
Okay.
The kitchen sink sponge.
Ooh.
The bathroom.
Sure.
The bathroom sink water handles.
Okay.
And the toilet seat.
Well, your immediate guess would be the toilet seat.
Right.
But I'm going to go for the handles on the sink in the bathroom, because after you've done your business,
right,
then you know you go to wash up, but that they don't get, you know, like once a week gets washed.
That's what I think about public restrooms.
Oh,
as
my
well.
God, I know. Yeah,
I try not to touch anything.
Me too.
Because it's the grossest thing in the world.
Yeah.
They say that your front door can be the dirtiest place.
Depends on who's coming and going.
So get some kind of a thing that you can wash.
Okay. All right.
But by far.
The
germiest place in your house is not the toilet seat. The toilet seat is the cleanest.
What?
Are you serious? According to this story from CNN,
The
toilet seat is the cleanest and the most filthy is the sponge in your sink because it just stays wet and gets
true.
All kinds of grime on
it. You know, when you said it, I thought, that sounds kind of disgusting. Yeah.
That's the place where
it's
the germiest place in your house.
Right.
So change your sponge.
That's sort of like, when you cut up red onions, if you leave them out, they are like a sponge. They suck in all the nasty whatever in the...
Do they?
Yeah, it's really bad. That's why you shouldn't have red onions cut up sitting out, because they're like little sponges. They just soak up everything that's in the... And that's why it makes
Thank
you sick.
Thank God I don't eat red onions.
Oh, really? I love red onions.
No.
Did you watch Mythbusters ever?
Occasionally, yes.
They did a thing on whether or not the toothbrush being left in the bathroom was a bad idea.
Yes.
And
what was their answer?
Horrifyingly, it's stunning how awful it is. It's wet. It's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's collecting what have you.
But nobody keeps it anywhere else.
I put it in the medicine cabinet now since that episode.
Is that right?
Yeah, just because, so I got to drag it all out in a little cup.
Let me ask you this again.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't do that.
Nope.
And are relatively healthy.
I suppose. I think it's not that bad. It's just
it's
gross.
It's not that bad.
It's
don't worry.
Gross.
You're just putting germs in your mouth.
It's really disgusting.
No worries. It's all good.
Yeah, you're good.
Pretty gross. Kiss. We have tickets for you to see Kiss. Hollywood Bowl, November 3rd.
I mean, that's going to be a killer show. That's unbelievable.
I think so, too.
Very, very cool. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster. It's the end of the road tour, but we got a pair of tickets right now, and we're going to torture you for them.
I'm not positive why we're doing this.
Because it's mean.
We find it funny.
Yeah. It's just not the right thing to do.
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13, and from there on, we'll have you sing the song Beth from Kiss. And whoever's the most entertaining will win the tickets.
You got to entertain us. It's got to be a great rendition of, you know what, is their biggest single still. It's the highest charting U.S. single from Kiss. Unbelievable.
I find that so hard to believe.
Wow. That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
They only had two gold records and 45s. That was one of them. And I Was Made for Loving You is the other one. And of course, you know, I mean, it was like, what?
But we're insisting on Beth.
We're insisting. You have to.
818-955-KLOS. Let's hear you.
Don't worry. We won't play it afterwards either. Call us now. Entertain us with Beth. You might be going to the show. Hollywood Bowl, November 3rd. November 3rd. Hollywood Bowl. Into the Road Tour. Kiss.
We always wanted the voice of that big guy, big voice guy.
I know, right?
But we just don't have it.
No, not
We're
at all.
We're taking calls to win Kiss tickets for the Hollywood Bowl November 3rd. We're asking you to sing the song Beth. Who's this?
Hey, it's John.
John, let's hear your Beth.
Beth, I hear you calling.
Nope.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Who are you?
Oh, yeah. Nathan from Ventura, California.
All right, Nathan, let's hear some Beth.
Beth, I hear you calling.
Nope.
KLOS, hello.
My God, tell me I'm 13.
Now you're like 15.
What's your name?
Cody.
You're in the running, Cody. Yeah. Let's hear some Beth.
Because the first two didn't really entertain us. They didn't, you know, stroke our
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Heartstrings of our soul is what I was trying to say.
Sure.
So let's hear your Beth.
Well, tell me you guys are Family Guy fans.
I love it.
Okay, so this is what happens when you break your leg and you're at home for a month, not working. You learn how to do Herbert the Pervert.
Okay.
You know who Herbert the Pervert is?
Yes.
Hurry up!
Yes, but we're getting impatient.
I'm bored.
We need some Beth.
I said, Beth, I hear you coming, but I can't come home right now. Making the bars you're playing, and I can't find the sound.
That is fantastic.
And I go to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do?
Yeah,
well
done. That's what we're looking for. That's it. That's
well
the money shot.
Done.
Hollywood Bowl, November 3rd. End of the road tour. You're going.
Wow, man, you guys just made my Friday. Oh, my God, I'm shaking.
And you made ours, so thank you.
We sit upon the precipice of a three-day weekend. And I don't know about you, but I'm damn excited about it.
You're excited, yes.
I stopped at the weed store yesterday and stocked up and got a lot of booze at home.
What are we doing here on this radio station?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nonstop party music. That's going to start at 5 o'clock with our little precious program. It's going to be until midnight Tuesday morning. Nothing but loud-ass party music. And Sunday night, and I love this, Noodles from the Offspring, is going to be here playing some classic rock that led towards punk. It'll be right after Matt Pinfield is done with his new and approved show, right in the middle of your Labor Day weekend, Sunday at 10 p.m. It is Punk Evolution with Noodles from the Offspring.
Love it. Who would know more than
Super
him?
Super cool, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are dumb.
That's true.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
I look forward to these stories because it makes me feel a little better about myself.
Yeah, well, that's why we do it. prisoner captured after escaping Oregon Mental Hospital while fully shackled.
Wow, like Houdini?
Christopher Lee Prey is the guy's name. He's been called a dangerous escapee.
Sure. They've called me that.
This guy escaped despite being, quote, fully restrained with leg shackles,
wow,
a belly chain,
oh man,
handcuffs,
wow,
and a restraint connecting all three together.
Is he like someone who likes fava beans?
I don't understand that.
They got him locked up, and then he got away.
Yes,
what?
He escaped in that shape.
In that shape.
Then he also stole an Oregon State van.
How do you drive the
I don't
like
know.
That? Wow.
There's so many.
No wonder he's dangerous.
There's so many questions that are not answered in this story.
Wow.
The prisoner somehow was able to gain control of an unmarked Oregon State Hospital vehicle. He drove 55 miles away.
It's starting to sound like Halloween now, too.
Friday at 8:17 a.m., mm-hmm. emergency dispatchers received a call about a potential deceased person in a pond.
In a pond.
Near Portland.
Has he been out killing people? Is he doing like a Friday the 13th?
No, he was stuck in the mud. He was stuck in the mud.
He was stuck in the mud. In all those chains?
Yep.
No wonder.
A fire and rescue crew responded and told police they weren't needed at the scene. He was stuck in the mud approximately 75 feet from firm ground. I don't know. Was he trying to get across a pond?
Tell him to go jump in the lake? Did he think he could walk on water? What's he doing,
He
man?
Was buried up to his armpits.
Ah. All that trouble, getting out, getting away, and then he goes and tries
it's
to
miraculous.
Walk across the lake.
And then he gets stuck in the mud.
Dude.
Took rescuers an hour to pull him out. The mud was up to his armpits.
Oh, no, just leave him. I mean,
right?
Who cares?
Just let him go down?
Yeah.
They didn't want to do that, but they are swearing that they'll get to the bottom of it.
As it were.
They put him back in custody.
I hope they didn't wash him up. They just left him all the mud on him there.
That would be pretty sweet. That would be nice. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Nothing but the loud stuff starting at 5 all long, weekend long. It's another KLOS Labor Day Party Songs weekend, and it's nothing but the loud stuff.
Until midnight of Tuesday.
Tuesday morning when you're like going, oh, man, what happened?
Officers take no bull from a driver. Did you see this guy?
I did.
Driving with a bull in his car?
Thing. He took out the passenger seat, basically, cut out the windshield on the passenger side, and put a massive animal there.
It looks like it's 10 times the size of the car. I don't understand how it's happening.
And they put a little guard thing, like a rail on the side, too, to keep him in. And then he went driving down the freeway, the road.
The bull with giant horns.
Huge.
Just insane.
And did you see on the front of his car, he had another pair of horns that he clearly took from some other bull. So this poor bull sitting in the passenger seat staring at the horns of a dead bull.
In the passenger seat.
Yes. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
That makes me think of people that strap stuff to their cars here in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most of the time they're moving.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can be a tower of stuff.
It can be like...
It's held together by what looks like a tiny rope.
Yeah, tiny little rope.
Maybe
it's 12 feet high. Every time you're going under a bridge, you're going, that's not going to make it.
And if you're behind that person, you always get out because something is going to fly off.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to take calls on. Things that you saw people strapped to their cars.
Weirdest thing you've... I mean, maybe the things you've strapped to your car. Did your dad used to strap... 818-955-KLOS. Did your dad used to strap the Christmas tree to the top of the car?
Yeah. But,
you know?
But we've also had to... hold on to things.
Yeah.
At one time, we had to hold on to the Christmas tree because it didn't quite fit.
We bought this chair at, I don't know, a Macy's, and it was like a floor model, and I was determined to have it because it was really cheap. We still have it somewhere, I think, and it wouldn't fit in the car.
Of course.
Like, I don't care.
Right.
We drove like 6 miles of me holding the damn thing in the back. Every time we hit a bump, I'm like, it's going to fly out and run over. It's going to hit that motorcycle, dude.
And we wonder why there's traffic in this city.
And why there's crap all over the freeways.
Yeah, right?
All the time. Ladders.
There's always ladders.
Yeah.
So you saw someone strap something to their car.
Or you did it.
818-955-KLOS.
I always appreciate it as a hypothetical situation. You know, maybe you were kidnapped and held for ransom and tied up. Who knows, you know?
Right.
Just not very many songs go into this, you know, hyperbole of maybe what happened? What's wrong with you anyway? Oh, maybe you were kidnapped. I don't know. How would I know?
We are talking about people who took too much stuff on their car. They strapped stuff to their car to move it from one place to another. Based on the bull that was in the front passenger seat.
Giant live bull.
In a car in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And somehow it fit.
Yeah, they cut part of the car away, and guess what? He got in a lot of trouble. He was not allowed to be driving a bull around.
So you strapped something to your car?
Yeah, I was in Ventura one time, and I was recycling for work, and this guy comes down the street in front of the recycle center, and he had a freaking street light pole stuck to the top of his car.
How?
A street light pole.
Wow.
How could he do that?
And as I'm pulling out, I don't know. His whole car was full of all kinds of recycled crap. Huh. And he had all kinds of twine, and she was saying all kinds of crap, trying to keep it tied to the roof of his car. And as I'm pulling out, I'm telling my buddy, I don't know how he's getting away with this. And as I'm pulling out, sure enough, the 5-0 is pulling him over. Ooh. He can't steal a city light pole.
Yeah. I mean, those things, the old ones were made as something kind of weird, so he might have gotten some money for the metal. I guess that's what he was trying to do.
I suppose, yeah. Man.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Talking about people strapping stuff to their cars.
This is Crazy Dave over here in the boatyard. Yesterday, we had a gentleman that showed up. We had to clear out an office because we were turning it into a storage area. 5 sofas, 2 big refrigerators. He shows up in a Toyota pickup truck, little baby one from 1980 with no tailgate.
And he had 5 of them?
Yeah, he loaded all the sofas and all the refrigerators.
Wow.
And tied it down with it looked like baling wire, baling string.
Right. Wow.
And he took off. I'm all, where are you going? He goes, L.A. I'm like, oh, we're in Ventura.
So 134, if that's, or the 101, if that's what you saw out there the other day, that's where he was coming from.
If you saw a sofa.
Yeah.
And it blew me away, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
When I was 10 years old, my dad, we lived in Northern California in the mountains, and my dad was drunk and shot our neighbor's cow, strapped it to our station wagon, brought it home, and butchered it with a chainsaw.
Oh, my God.
California.
That story has everything.
Was it delicious?
No, we had to eat it like trout because there were so many bone fragments in it. We had to eat it.
Gross.
Dad, come on.
But he had to get rid of the evidence.
Sure. And he strapped it to the car and brought it home and carved it up and ate it.
Oh, yeah. True story.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
You strap something to your car.
Did you eat it afterwards? 25 minutes from now, it's going to be all music like that. Nothing but party music all weekend long. All long weekend long.
Hell yeah. We're talking about a man that was stopped driving with a full-size bull in his car.
Huge animal.
In Nebraska.
In a normal-sized car.
And things that you've seen people strapped to their cars.
Did you tweet that? Did you?
I did. I tweeted that at Kevin and Sluggo.
You got to go look at this video, this picture. It's crazy.
It is insane. That's actually in the car and it fits. And
he's driving down the road.
He's actually driving. Doesn't seem possible.
Go look at it. It's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
I don't know if you guys seen this, but on TikTok, there was one of a guy that he ended up putting a washing machine and dryer on a normal passenger car on the roof.
Wow.
On the roof of a normal passenger car.
Wow.
Yes. But when you see them loading this thing, it looks like they're going to break the windshield or the window in the back.
But somehow he got it on top of there. What did they tie it down with, the two things?
A normal cinch strap that you'd use on a truck.
Right. Wow.
I mean, you know, U-Haul is nice and cheap. It's like 1995.
Were they doing a load of laundry? That would be impressive.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be awesome. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I strapped my dirt bike to the top of my roof.
And is it a small roof, I hope?
Absolutely. It was a little bitty Honda.
Did it ever go flying off?
It did not, thank God. But I made it to my race.
Excellent.
We got to do what we got to do.
Right?
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
So, okay, to our credit, we did start out with an actual pickup truck, which was on the plus side. But we loaded it way full of stuff and strapped a mattress on the top. And sadly, the mattress was no longer there when we got to the other side.
Mattresses almost never make it.
And you didn't see it fly off?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. I think you saw it fly off, and you're like, no, I didn't.
That wasn't me.
No, I don't know what.
Somebody got a free bed.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yo.
Hey, we're talking about self-strapped cars.
Yes.
What do you got?
Hey, I'm a truck driver, man, so I see some crazy stuff all day. But the hardest thing I had to see just the other day was on the 605. There was a little pickup truck with a big old 6-foot plaster penis in the back. White and pink. It was marble shaped, dude. It was so crazy.
Where were they taking it, I wonder?
That is a strange item.
No clue. I was on the 605, dude, but it was the oddest thing I've ever seen.
Somebody was going to have a good time.
Right? Whether they wanted to or not.
Yeah, whether they wanted to or not. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you've seen people strap to their cars.
Hey, I have a strapped to the car story.
Yes, please. Strange things you've seen people strapped to their cars.
I was parting out a car, and these young kids came over with a Toyota Camry with no straps, and they thought they were going to attach the hood that they bought for me to the roof of the car while holding it without no straps or anything.
No.
They were going to get on the freeway.
No.
No, indeed.
No. This is why you see such weird things laying all over the lanes all the time. People think they can just hold on to it when you're going 65. Probably not going to work.
Nope. I was like, as long as you guys think you can do it, as long as I'm not on the freeway, we're good.
Good at citizenship, sir. Well
done.
As
long as you're not following them. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, have you heard what's about to start happening?
I have.
It's nothing but.
I approve.
Non-stop, all long, weekend long. Party music!
Party music.
And a Sunday night, do not forget, 10 p.m., Noodles from the Offspring is going to be here playing a bunch of classic rock songs that led toward punk rock. It's called Punk Evolution, and that's going to run Sunday night at 10 p.m. with Noodles from the Offspring.
So enjoy the party music all weekend long.
Starting in just a few minutes.
This day in rock, 1977, Blondie signed their first major record label deal.
U2 released their very first record on this day in rock in 1979. It was an EP with three cuts called U2-3. And there were 1,000 numbered copies released. Fleetwood Mac played their last show for, as Lindsay put it, on stage, a long time on this day in rock in 1980 at the Hollywood Bowl.